Saturday Special with MZ. Stay tuned.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, well, good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, all the ships at sea, and today we may indeed have an extra large audience to the KSCO Saturday Special. We are bringing to light a very important issue that the mainstream media has ignored, for what reason I don't know, but we are going to be bringing it to light here during the next 2 hours, so we hope you will stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
You think healthcare costs are high now? Imagine what it would be like if you had to get a doctor's prescription for the right to obtain dietary supplements such as vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. This may sound far-fetched, but it's a very real possibility under the proposed bill SB 722 now going through Congress. Also called the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, or DSSA, 722 would give the FDA the same massive powers over nutritional supplements that it now holds over drugs, and the power to order supplements banned from the market after only one reported negative reaction. What's next? Doctors' prescriptions required for food? Pretty scary, right? But then, shouldn't the public be protected from unscrupulous purveyors of supposed cure-alls for everything? Hear both sides on the next KSCO Special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on If We Don't Take Care of You, Who Will Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. I hope we'll hear both sides today, but I wouldn't hold my breath here, because as it turns out, the sponsor of the DSSA, Senate Bill 722, Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, has declined our offer to be featured on this program. He is apparently the author of the bill, which is co-sponsored by Senators Hillary Clinton of New York, Charles Schumer, also of New York, and Dianne Feinstein here in California. So we pride ourselves in having both sides of controversial issues represented on our KSCO Saturday specials, but as I said, it might not happen today. It's not because we didn't try, ladies and gentlemen, but we do have two special guests here. With us here on the KSCO Special, David Seckman is the executive director of the executive director of the National Nutritional Foods Association, and we also have Beth Clay, who is a director of Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements, a rather new organization. Want to welcome both David and Beth to the KSCO Special.
Thank you.
I have a frog in my throat, I guess, today or something. Beth, you're there. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Nice to be on the show.
Thank you. I think you are both somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area. Am I right?
That's correct.
We are.
Okay. David, tell us about your organization, National Nutritional Foods Association, briefly, okay, and sort of a little background about yourself, please.
The oldest and largest trade association representing companies that manufacture natural products, and that's manufacturers, wholesalers, distributors, and retailers of natural products, and the organization has been around for 65 years.
Okay. And are your function is to what? I mean, you're based in Washington, D.C., is that right, or are you just
visiting? We have an office in Washington, D.C., and in California, and Newport Beach, California, and we're here to advocate on behalf of retailers, consumers, and manufacturers of any kind of natural products.
Okay, and Beth, you and I talked for the first time just 2 or 3 hours ago.
Yes.
And your organization is called Project FANS, F-A-N-S, which stands for Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements. I think that's pretty well self-explanatory, but tell us a little bit about your background and what your organization is all about.
Yes, I recently left Capitol Hill, where I served for 4.5 years in the largest committee in Congress, the Committee on Government Reform. And we did an investigation looking at the FDA's failure to fully implement the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Prior to that, I spent 7 years at the National Institutes of Health, including 2.5 years in the early days of the Office of Alternative Medicine. And we've launched Project Fans as a way of getting information out to the consumers about what's really going on in Washington with their potential risk of losing access to dietary supplements.
Okay, let's back up and educate our audience about what these acts are. Now, what we're concerned about is something called the DSSA, the Dietary Supplement Safety Act of 2003. It is not law now. Senator Dick Durbin and Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein and perhaps some others have their way, it would become law. I think it's currently in the Senate. Am I right?
That's correct, and there is a similar bill in the House of Representatives. Currently, we have laws on the books that regulate dietary supplements. There's a lot of misinformation out in the popular media that says with the passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act in 1994 that the FDA lost the power to regulate supplements. That's not true. In 1994, Congress passed by unanimous consent a law that was signed in and became public law that the FDA had additional authority. It clarified the law within the regulation framework, and FDA actually has more power now than they had prior to the passage of DSHEA in 1994.
What does that stand for?
And
that is law, right?
That is law.
Okay.
And that's the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994.
Okay. So what's different between that law and this new law? Why are some people saying that it's necessary to have this new law, which apparently goes further? And you can tell us about that in detail. Dave, you want to answer that?
Yes. The bill introduced 722 by Senator Durbin as the co-sponsors, as you indicated. It does go much further. It puts further restrictions. In fact, it turns what Beth said, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, on its head. It would require pre-market approval for dietary supplements for, as you indicated at the start of the show, for any dietary supplement that just had one serious adverse experience. If any person had one serious adverse experience, then it would require a pre-market approval. In other words, very similar to the drug laws, it would require that manufacturer of the dietary supplement, before it could be sold, to go ahead and require the approval of the FDA to have that product on the market.
Now, I've heard figures that in order to be an approved drug in this country, studies and costs amounting to the hundreds of millions of dollars are very frequent. Is that true?
It typically takes 8 to 12 years and $800 million to bring a drug to market. The dietary supplement industry can't do that because you don't have patent protection. Your products are not going to be, you won't be the only company that can bring a product to market once it's approved because it's more like a generic and there's no patent protection. So the industry, most of the small businesses in our country, will go out of business because they will not be able to meet this standard. There's going to be a lot of jobs lost as well.
Right. Okay. Now, there's a little confusion here because somewhere in my reading, I read that Dianne Feinstein had mentioned that this is a bad law and should not be enacted, and then I find out that she's a co-sponsor. So which is correct?
She's a co-sponsor of the bill. She signed on to it.
Have you read that? You know what I'm talking about, Dave?
I have read that, and I think it's just misinformation put out by people regarding her stance on that bill. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, and if you go and see who the co-sponsors are of the bill, Senator Feinstein is a co-sponsor with Senator Durbin on this bill.
Okay, and have they been interviewed? What's most disturbing about this whole thing, besides what's being proposed itself, which I think is just ridiculous and unneeded, that's my opinion as Mr. Neutral host here, is that we haven't heard anything about this, to my knowledge, in the mainstream media.
And you haven't, because there has not been a lot of discussion in the mainstream media about this issue. And when you hear things, you often hear inaccurate information. The National Nutritional Foods Association has taken the lead in educating their membership and the public, and Project Fans has been launched to complement that effort to get the word out to people that their access is being threatened.
Well, okay. I mean, so we're doing our part here on the KSCO Saturday Special here. We're a 10,000-watt radio station in California, which does have a pretty wide signal and pretty large listening audience, but we're still just a little local independent radio station. And hopefully, you both of you will be able to do more and more similar programs on larger stations and networks to get the word out. And how long has this been a proposed law?
It's actually this bill was introduced on March 26th of this spring by Senator Durbin, and we think very interestingly that the day after we left Washington, D.C., when the National Nutritional Food Association, we had our lobby day, the day we all were here in town, the next day Senator Durbin introduced his bill.
Well, I'm hoping our executive producer and program director, Rosemary Chalmers, will call in, because she's the person who had the interaction with Senator Durbin's office. We strive to provide balanced discussion on all these controversial issues, which we bring to our audience on the KSEO Saturday special. And we would hope that a proponent of the bill would have been available, and maybe someone is listening who is a proponent of the bill who would call in. But I would like Rosie to call in, and hope she will, to let us know in detail about her discussion that she had with Senator Durbin's office. I think it was his press secretary, if I'm not mistaken. So in any case, what happens now? Where do we stand now? What is the situation? Is this how soon can this possibly become law in the United States of America?
Well, if Senator Durbin when the agricultural appropriations bill goes to the Senate floor, if he were to amend that bill successfully, and the appropriation bill has to go through before October, it could happen with that bill. This is why the grassroots, the community, needs to be involved in contacting their legislators and representatives in Washington and opposing any such action.
Okay, but again, when could this happen, did you say?
We don't know exactly when that bill will go to the Senate floor for a vote. It could be next week, it could be September.
Wow.
But it will, something has the potential to happen between now and October 1st.
Okay. We want to open our phone lines. If you have a comment or a question about the Dietary Supplement Safety Act proposed, which would make it very difficult for nutritional supplements, for people who are interested in taking vitamins and minerals, am I being overly dramatic here? I mean, do you think that it is not a very real possibility that a doctor's prescription would be required for people to be able to take dietary supplements and nutritional vitamins and minerals and so forth?
I think that's where we're leading to. I think with this particular bill, it's one step right below that, because what in essence it would do is say that any product, vitamin or mineral that, or herbal product that people were taking, if you had one adverse experience to that, then it would allow the secretary to go ahead and virtually ban that product from the marketplace until the manufacturer proved that it was safe. Like the pre-market approval process, like we talked about before, so those products.
So nutritional supplements and they would essentially have the same requirements as prescription drugs,
right?
As far as government approval is concerned.
And additionally, products that build muscle tissue or are reported to or advertised to build muscle tissue would become controlled substances. So your DHEA, which the frail elderly often take to promote muscle growth, would become a controlled substance, and it would require both a prescription and a prescription for a controlled substance, which is even harder to get because not every doctor goes through the DEA clearance to be able to write prescriptions for controlled substances.
Okay. Our phone lines are 479-1080 or 477-1340 in area 831. If you're listening outside the area, code 831, you will have to call 831-479-1080. Or 477-1340, also in area 831, to participate in this program originating from KSCO AM 1080 News Talk in Santa Cruz. But you might be listening to a rebroadcast on this program on over many independent and hopefully large corporate-owned radio stations in this country, because this program will be made available for download via the Internet starting about 3 or 4 hours after this program completes today, because I think it's the only way to be able to get this information out, which the mainstream media has, for one reason or another, chosen to ignore. It's a very, very important issue, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call and participate, 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to participate via fax, we have a fax number at area 831-475-2967. Special guests, David Seckman, Executive Director of the National Nutritional Foods Association, Beth Clay, Director of Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements. Unfortunately, we do not have Senator Dick Durbin nor a representative from his office. He is the author of the bill that would essentially lead to nutritional supplements having a requirement for a doctor's prescription to take vitamins and minerals. What's next? Doctor's prescriptions for food, as we said in the promo. Let's go to our first caller, Brian, who is on a cell phone. Brian, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special. You're on.
Good day, everyone. As it is with most controversial issues, I'd like to pose the rhetorical question of where's the money? Because if you follow the money and find out who's behind the mainstream media, you'll notice that much, I would submit to you, as much as 25% or more of sponsorship of mainstream media is by pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I will tell you that I know for a fact that over 50% of the commercials that you see on radio and television, and here on radio, are for either nutritional supplements or prescription drugs. Ask your doctor about Lipitor and so forth. A lot of times
this has been going on for years now. I can't be the only person that's noticed this. That's why I conservatively estimated 25% or more, because I think it is 50% of pharmaceutical companies sponsoring commercial news broadcasting.
Sure. If you listen on this station, health products, whether they're prescription or non-prescription, account for more than 50% of all of the electronic media advertising today. No question about that.
Here's my question. Does anyone know how much financial sponsorship is going to Dick Durbin, Charles Schumer? And I got to tell you, I got a strong dislike for a lot of these people that you've mentioned from a partisan point of view. I suspect that if we could follow the money trail, we would find that the reason that they're bringing this bill to legislative action is because they are being prompted to by financial incentive.
Mm-hmm. All of that information is publicly available on the Internet from the Federal Election Commission's website, and there are other websites that track this information.
Okay, I've not been to those websites. Can you tell me if that is, in fact, what's going on here? Because I can't think they're doing this for the goodness of all the people in the country. They've never been human interest-oriented. They've always been financially vested, and as are most politicians. Can you tell me or tell the audience if, in fact, there is a financial support from...
I haven't looked at the election cycle recently.
There is somebody. There is somebody who hopefully will call the program here. Our own Doug Winfrey, who was the co-host of the nationally syndicated "Dead Doctors Don't Lie" program, which we produce and distribute here from KSCO studios to about 100 radio stations around the country. And this is all about taking charge of your own health. And Doug has done some background checking, and I asked him to call in, and hopefully he will be able to today.
That question I posed, I think, would explain everything you're asking, that your guests are discussing. It wants to know where the money came from to sponsor this bill, because sponsorship is only done by financial incentive.
Sure.
And
okay, Brian, thank you for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. That was Brian on a cell phone. Here's Rosie, our own Rosemary Chalmers here. Rosie, you're on the KSCO Saturday Special. How you doing?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, everybody. I thought that I would just call in and let you know why you didn't have the opposition. As executive producer at the radio station, I make phone calls all across the country to senators and congressmen and all sorts of people. And I'm very good at what I do, and being English is very helpful, I might add. And so I called, at your behest, Michael, I called Senator Durbin's office, and I spoke with his press person. And I was following up on your initial request that the senator join us on the radio program today. And
or somebody else, in case you
could. Or somebody else from his office. Excuse me. And his name was Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher, yeah.
And he very tersely, and believe me, because I knew that this was it would be a tough sell. It often is when it's something that's controversial. I was doing my very best, oh, we'd be so delighted and thrilled type of thing. He was extremely terse with me and said that neither The only two people in his office who could speak were either he or the senator. Neither would be available. And when I asked him why, he said, because, and this is a quote, because there aren't any Illinois voters out there in California who'd be interested. So I said, well, excuse me, but isn't this actually something of national interest? And he said, and he just moved along. He said he'd be happy to email me some information which you have on the senator's thoughts on the bill, and it's all about ephedra. But I just don't get that kind of response from people. It's very, very unusual. Even, you know, it doesn't matter whom I'm talking to. The people that I talk to are do their job. They are desired that their job is to interact with the press. And for the attitude that he exhibited, I thought was reprehensible, frankly. And I'm just not used to that. And
okay, so, Rosie, you say I have that information. Where is it?
It's on your desk, and it's about four pages, and it's just about.
During the break, I will have to go in there and retrieve that so we can have at least some semblance of balance on this radio
program.
Yeah,
it's all about ephedra. That's the whole focus that they say that the bill is about.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Okay,
great job.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. That was Rosemary Chalmers, who is the executive producer here at KSCO Radio. Look who we have now. We do have Doug Winfrey. Doug, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on today. It is interesting, you had a caller that was interested in finding out where the money trail goes. And when I did a little bit of research, I found that you can find, as your guest, Beth Clay, had mentioned, you can't, all of that stuff is posted on the Internet. There are several sites where you can find that kind of thing. Generally, you can just go to most search engines and type in what you want to find, and it'll put you right to it. But what I found was that not only does Mr. Durbin own several shares of stock in some pharmaceutical companies, but his wife is actually a lobbyist by trade, and that is what's listed on their joint filed IRS tax return for 2002. And in some other searching around on another website from one that's actually a newsletter from the Republican Party there in Illinois, it's called the Illinois Leader. And this was from an article that was dated March 21st, actually before this bill was actually introduced, just a few days. And in this article, it does list and talk about his wife and her clients as a lobbyist. And one of her clients is a company by the name of Wyeth Ahearst Pharmaceuticals. And if people aren't familiar with them, they are the ones who produce Prempro, which is a hormone replacement therapy that there have been several studies, or at least two studies that have come out in the last couple of years to indicate that taking of this drug, this specific drug, because it was one that was studied in the studies, it actually increases breast and hormone, breast cancer as well as heart disease by as much as 80%. So they lost a lot of market share. So they're looking to regain their market share here. So he does have some close financial ties both to the pharmaceutical industry, as well as in the same article from the Illinois Leader. He also received 2 days after he was elected to his post from Archer Daniels Midland $50,000 to his what's called 21st Century Leadership Fund, which is his campaign fund. And Archer Daniel Midland is in the process of creating their own line of nutritional products. So they, as Beth had alluded to, if this passes, it'll make it virtually impossible for all the current, you know, companies that manufacture herbs and minerals and vitamins and things like that to even be in the ballpark, because they won't be able to have the financial wherewithal to do the FDA trials. However, a company like Archer Daniels Midland will. So there's your money trail.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. Does Beth or David have any kind of comment to add to this, or a question for Doug, maybe?
Well, this is David. I think the other thing to point out is that, you know, Senator Durbin is from Illinois, and the American Medical Association has their headquarters in Illinois. And Senator Durbin had, and when he had hearings last year on the ephedra, he had the AMA testify for his subcommittee, and the AMA is definitely on record of thinking that all dietary supplements need to be pre-market approved before they should be sold to the public.
Through how extensive a process?
Would have to go through the same drug process, if that's what the AMA is in favor of.
I see. Okay. Well, it makes all the sense in the world then. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? You may not be in the nutritional supplement business, but a lot of people I know out there regularly take vitamins and minerals and probably would not like it if they had very little choice in the matter or had to get a doctor's prescription in order to get it. What do you think? Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Send us a fax at 475-2967. The area code is 831. The program is the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. If those call letters are foreign to you, it is probably because you are listening to a rebroadcast of this program on your local station, which may well be taking place here. So we don't want to confuse you. We want to make sure that you understand that if you think you're listening to a particular radio station and you hear some strange call letters, KSCO, that you are in fact listening to the radio station you think you are listening to. It is 27 minutes before 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, the 26th of July. And we're talking about the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, which is proposed, and we want to hear from you. So we will thank Doug Winfrey for calling in and go to our next caller, which will be David in Pebble Beach. David, welcome to the Saturday Special. You're on.
All right, that was such a interesting. That guy really summed it up, Doug Winfrey. Is there any way to put that information up somewhere so somebody could access it?
This program will be put up on our KSCO.com website, the program in its entirety. We might, after we listen to it, and we want to put it up in its entirety for sure, and we might take some sound bites from it and put those on our website as well, ksco.com.
How could somebody reach Doug Winfrey?
Well, you can call him at his office, which is area 831-475-2746.
Thanks. I have one quick stat for you. Every year, pharmaceutical, in terms of the medical AMA, right?
Do you have your radio on, perchance, Brian? Or David?
I do. Hang on one second.
Yeah, if you can turn that down, we're getting some feedback. You're listening.
Anyway, here's the short of it. 100,000 people die each year from pharmaceutical drugs. And from the herbal supplement, dietary supplement arena, they have maybe four deaths a year reported. This ephedra thing is an anomaly, and I think that's probably a dozen people. But if you look at it compared to the drug companies and how many people are dying because of, badly taken drugs or whatever the nature of the problem, 100,000 people versus 10. I mean, what does that tell you about the safety of dietary supplements in general?
What it tells you is that dietary supplements overall are quite safe when taken appropriately. One of the issues that all consumers need to think about is reading and following label instructions for dietary supplements, for over-the-counter products, and for prescription drugs. It's important not to exceed dosing in any product because you never know what the adverse consequence might be. We're now learning what a lot of us have known for a long time. If you take Tylenol or any of the acetaminophen products, if you take too much, you damage your liver, the potential for serious liver damage. So looking at the bigger picture, it's important to follow label instructions.
Well, I think it's one thing to legislate or try to enforce efficacy. It's another thing to get these scare tactics going. And just these guys are simply trying to patent nutraceuticals so that they can, be through the FDA process, which is so expensive, as you discussed. But I think it's one thing to kind of regulate efficacy. That's not a bad thing. That way all these, erection things on the Internet or bald pills or all this nonsense will go away. But I think it's better to live with that than to ban all these, the benefits of the nutrients, the herbs, the minerals, and the vitamins. It's just,
well, I liken this to what's happening in the radio industry now, which people are just now the public is beginning to take note of and be very concerned about. Back in 1996, when essentially all limits on ownership of the same number of radio stations in a particular market were lifted. I mean, there is a limit even today, but the limit is so high, it's so ridiculously high that there are essentially no limits. So basically what it did is it created a situation where companies such as Clear Channel, ABC, two or three companies really are in the position to control what everybody hears, and I think that's really wrong. But only lately, when the FCC voted to further impose, how can I say what happened? Recently, the FCC, within the last couple months, voted to remove ownership prohibitions between newspapers and radio stations. And
well,
people get very upset
have,
about that.
Yeah, you have the same thing that's happening in the pharmaceutical industry where you have a lot of mergers happening and you have four or five very large pharmaceutical houses rather than a dozen or more companies. And if what happens with Senator Durbin and other considerations, you're going to lose small business in America. All of the GNC stores and the mom-and-pop health food stores around the country are going to end up closing, and you're only going to be able to access supplements from your pharmacy.
Durbin should be arrested, you know, for all this conflict of interest. This is ridiculous. These lobbyists, you know, McCain is kind of an interesting man. I think the term limit thing that he's proposing constantly is so important, because then these lobbyists lose all their clout, and all these jackasses who have their wives in there, and, you know, like Colin Powell's got his dopey son who couldn't get a job in the private sector. Suddenly he's the head of the FCC with no experience.
Wait. Okay, you could be right. He might be a dopey son, but he was there long before his father was Secretary of State.
Well, how did he get in initially?
I don't know.
Well, look at that, Michael. It's
okay.
Very interesting. All right,
okay.
Fine.
Well, I think the key on a lot of the stuff is really how they enforce it, and the FDA, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, gave all the authority to the FDA to go ahead and go after that, and along with the FTC to go after the marketing of this. But I think what's really interesting here is that, and if you look at, like, ibuprofen, I mean, it's the most common pain reliever, and it's responsible for more than 17,000 deaths a year, and that comes from the New England Journal of Medicine. You look at prescription drugs, and they have to go through all the different processes to become a prescription drug, and they're the top leading five causes of death every year, over 100,000 deaths a year. I think even people don't realize that there are over 5,000 Americans that are killed each year just from foodborne illnesses. So
we have open lines. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
When you look at the safety aspects of dietary supplements, they're just unbelievably safe compared to any of these different types of products.
You're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to be injured from taking a dietary supplement. That's what the statistics show. Now, if you get struck by lightning while playing golf and you have one report of that in a year, are we going to ban golf? This is what the equivalent of the Durbin bill would do.
Let's go back to the telephone lines now. Line 2, Ken on a cell phone. You're on the Saturday special. Welcome.
Hi. I got one question. What type of dietary supplement companies would be affected by this? And what are their comments if you've researched any of them?
I think all of them, right?
All of them would be.
Yeah.
Depends on who would have one serious adverse experience with any product. So we've looked at those and the poison control records, and there are so many products that people have one serious adverse experience. And Beth and I were just at a hearing the other day, and someone read a list of some serious adverse experiences that people had, and at the end of that hearing, or at the end of that comment by that congressman, he said, in fact, those are the adverse experiences from vitamin C. So they were very common, and so products like vitamin C, echinacea, calcium, the daily multivitamin that people take would all be subject to this legislation if it passed and became law.
So
my own mother
like...
is allergic to blue dye, and she took a dietary supplement that happened to have blue dye in it. She had an allergic response that could have been considered serious, and that product could have been banned because she was allergic to blue dye.
When I have forgotten to take vitamin B supplement or B complex for several days and then I take it again, I tend to get a little bit of diarrhea. So if someone happened to get a lot of it or a little bit and didn't like that, I mean, that would be that could be the end of that particular supplement that the person took, right?
Possibly, if it required you to go to the hospital, receive some sort of treatment like that, and it just takes one of those kinds of incidents for the Secretary.
So it would have to be serious enough.
Serious
adverse experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my question would be, like, if my child has a reaction to, like, Flintstone vitamins, would that be in this category?
If your child were hospitalized as a result of taking a Flintstone vitamin and having a reaction to it, whether he's allergic or just didn't agree with him, or he ate the whole bottle and he ended up at the hospital, or you're seriously injured, that could ban all Flintstone vitamins as a result of that.
And if you apply,
all right.
Or the
all
entire
right,
realm of, you know, depending on who's making the decision at the FDA, you know, it's a very subjective rule as well, which is troublesome.
Okay, thank you for your answers.
Okay, you're listening to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO or your local station. My name is Michael Z. We have special guests, Beth Clay, Director of Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements, and David Seckman, Executive Director of the National Nutritional Foods Association. We did invite Senator Durbin or a representative from his office. He has introduced Senate Bill 722, the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, and which proposes to give the FDA the same massive powers over some popular nutritional supplements that it now holds over drugs. What do you think about this? Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to fax a question or comment and chip into the program, our fax number is area 831-475-2967. That music indicates that it is time for a commercial break. Stay with us. We will be back with a lot more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. If fear is preventing you from seeing the dentist, listen to how we've helped others with sedation dentistry.
Hi, my name's Stacy. I've just never enjoyed going to the dentist. Even if I look at the needle, I cry. I needed to have some root canal and crown work done, and I put it off too long, and so I was in severe pain. A friend of mine referred me to Dr. Peabody because I could have all the dental work done in one day instead of going back for 6 visits. I believe I was there possibly 6 hours, but it flew by because I had no pain whatsoever with Dr. Peabody. I felt great. No pain, no bruising, no swelling. I couldn't thank Dr. Peabody enough.
We've helped hundreds of people wake up to a beautiful smile. Let us help you too.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 457-0343. That's 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile.
I got the promotion. Thanks, Cabrillo.
Guess what? I got the job. Hey, thanks, Cabrillo.
I did it. I got into UC. Thanks so much, Cabrillo.
New to the job market? Looking to make a career change? Let Cabrillo College make your dream job a reality. Whether your interest lies in business or computers, culinary arts or healthcare, you're certain to find the right classes you need at Cabrillo. And it's convenient too, with classes offered on the main campus or throughout the county daily, even on weekends and evenings. Not convenient enough for you? Try one of our classes online or via cable TV. Cabrillo courses even transfer to four-year universities. And the best part, it's so affordable. Get the job or promotion you want or transfer to a four-year university by taking classes at Cabrillo College today. Soon you'll join the thousands who've already said,
thanks, Cabrillo!
Cabrillo College. Register now. Classes begin September 2nd. Call 479-6201 for more information.
We're talking with Tom Frankel, owner of Play It Again Sports here at 4770 Soquel Drive in downtown Soquel. Tom, who shops here at Play It Again Sports?
Well, we pretty much get everybody down here. We do golf, softball, baseball, a lot of fitness. You're going to get snowboarders, kids, adults, moms, dads, anyone's welcome here. I pretty much tend to love all my customers. People are surprised at how big the store is. When you drive by, you can't really tell. We have over 6,000 square feet. It's the largest new and used sporting goods store in Northern California, and I would say people are continuously surprised at the quality of the goods and also how large the store is. Well, we love all sports, but I think the one thing that separates us is our exercise and fitness equipment. We have a huge amount of treadmills, home gyms, weight benches, over 10,000 pounds of free weight always in stock, ellipticals, exercise bands, therapeutic aids, balls. Everything in fitness is what we've really done to separate us from the rest of the town.
Family fun for everyone, so play it smart, play it safe, play it again. 4770 Soquel Drive in downtown Soquel.
I want to tell you, I was a fighter, and it was Madison Square Garden, and a guy hit me, and I went down, and the referee came over me, and he was counting to 1 to 10, and I said, you're not counting. He was telling me about RVs of merit. He's go get yourself a motorhome and get out of this racket. So you know what I did? I got up, and I went to this place, and I bought myself a motorhome, and now I feel that nobody could ever knock me out again except my motorhome. That's the thing that knocked me out the most.
RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley. Get your escape vehicle for a new classy motorhome. Enjoy this beautiful country. Get out and go places now. Open 9 to 6 every day. RVs of Merit. Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley.
I knock guys out in every bout before round number three. But I can't get a knockout to go around with me till I bought myself a motor home, and now no longer I'm alone. I've got to tell you, it's the greatest thing in the world.
RVs of Merit, Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley.
Nature's magnificent art gallery unfolds before you as you watch the sailboats on the bay framed by the spectacular San Francisco skyline. The Golden Gate, Bay and Richmond Bridges, Angel Island, and beautiful Marin County. This incredible 180-degree view belongs to a surprisingly affordable waterfront secret on the San Francisco Bay, The Point, where the simpler, quieter life of a small, friendly community still exists. And you can be just moments from strolling on the beach at your peaceful retreat with easy access on and off in all directions to all major Bay Area freeways. If you've dreamed of owning your own waterfront property, but think it's impossible to afford, think again. The opportunity still exists at The Point, a very special place on the San Francisco Bay. For information about spectacular and affordable waterfront properties on the San Francisco Bay, call 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
Imagine a beautiful green lawn without mowing, watering, or weeding. Well, imagine no more. Hello, I'm Ray Tate from the Waterless Lawn Company in Santa Cruz, your Astro Lawn dealer for the Central Coast. Astro Lawn from the Waterless Lawn Company will give you 15 to 20 trouble-free years of green lawn for your home or business. You'll save money, time, and your property will look great. I guarantee it.
The first 15 callers receive $500 off installations of 600 square feet. Call 866-987-5377. 866-987-5377.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
And it is with great pleasure that we welcome all of you back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. You might be listening to us on a local radio station. This is a special program all about the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, which is proposed. It would give the FDA the same massive powers over some popular nutritional supplements, such as vitamins and minerals, that it now holds over drugs. Imagine having to go to your doctor to get a prescription to take your vitamins, ladies and gentlemen. That's a very real possibility. We have special guests on our program today. David Seckman, who is the Executive Director of the National Nutritional Foods Association. Beth Clay, who is the Director of Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements. Both David and Beth are calling from the Washington, D.C. area. We have invited Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, who introduced Senate 722, also known as the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, and it is co-sponsored by Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, and Dianne Feinstein. So we have no representation from them. It is not that we did not try, ladies and gentlemen, but they have Senator Durbin's office has declined participation in this program. So if you want to give us a call and participate, our phone number is 479-1080 in area 831. Our other phone number is 477-1340, also in area 831. And if you want to participate via fax, our fax number is area 831-475-2967. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Now let's go back to our guests and phone callers. Let's talk a little bit about what might be going on as we speak, attaching this bill to an appropriations bill or something. Is that what I've heard might be going on? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, I just David, and I think what Senator Durbin is, he's so impassioned, in fact, when he's made statements about this, his bill's proposed legislation on the floor of the Senate before, he said it's a moral imperative. The language that I'm quoting as a moral imperative that we take action on these issues. So I think he's looking for any mechanism to try to go ahead and get his bill into a position that it can be passed and then sent to the president and signed and becoming law as soon as possible. So he's looking at every avenue, as Beth mentioned before correctly, that he's looking to see if he could attach this bill to one of the appropriations bills, and the appropriations bills have to be passed by both chambers of Congress and have to be sent to the president, have to be signed by the president so they can fund the different federal agencies every year. So he's looking at those as an opportunity to try to attach this bill to it. So
and forgive,
after the president has signed.
Forgive my ignorance here, but is there not a line item veto? Does the president have the power to exclude part of the bill and sign the rest of it? I'm sorry, I should know this, but I don't.
He can't go ahead and veto that part of it out. He would sign all the appropriations bills. It'd be attached as a rider to that.
And even if he could, maybe he wouldn't. I don't know.
You're looking to go ahead, and you're not going to veto a bill, an appropriations bill, for simply because it's has some sort of provision there, especially if it's going to fund federal agencies.
Right. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Kathy in Aptos, California, has been waiting. You are now on the air on the Saturday special. Welcome, Kathy.
Yes. I would like to mention the pharmaceutical companies, which I thought, of course, was the money trail. But what are the statistics on the deaths of pharmaceutical things that we don't hear about? For instance, Tylenol. 17,000 a year, was it, deaths?
That's correct. There are at least 17,000 a year.
And then I was taking something called Lotrinex for a stomach, and they took it off the market because of some deaths, and then less than a year it came back. They re-prescribed it for me, but I wouldn't take it. So what I'd like to know is, how can we stop this rich boys club and their wives? What can we do to protest and tell them that we're not going to stand for this? How many deaths have we heard about from Dr. Wallach? I've been listening to him for 3 years. People call from all over the nation, and never have you heard about deaths from supplemental use. You would hear about it on the news. It would be on the news every night. Yet the pharmaceuticals have deaths daily. How about in the hospitals? Does anybody know the statistics on deaths in hospitals?
There are over 100,000 medical errors in hospitals a year.
Exactly. So what is going on here? What can we do to protest?
You can become actively engaged in the political process. You can visit www.projectfans.org. We actually link to the NNFA website and to their political action so that you can contact your legislators and give them your personal views on access to dietary supplements. You can also call them or fax them.
And we can download this show, I understand, from the Internet, correct?
In several hours. I'd say by 6 o'clock this afternoon you should be able to do it, but you could try. You certainly will be able to log on to www.ksco.com, our website, and click on the left margin where it says Saturday Special. And the plan here is as soon as you do that, this program will start streaming.
And, you know, Michael, you mentioned something in the promos all week for this show, the Saturday Special, about what are they going to do next, legislate our food. Well, what about somebody diabetic, say, that goes to the store and buys something sugar and has an adverse reaction or causes their death? I mean, common sense and liberty and freedom in this country has to have some place. You're right. It'll be food next.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we named it Project Fans, Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements, is it really is a freedom issue. We are a country based on freedoms, and we are slowly losing our freedoms to access products, our freedoms to be a free society. And somewhere, the consumer, the American, has to draw the line in the sand and say enough is enough.
Well, you put that succinctly, because I listen to the show every week, and I've never been so riled up. It's the freedom. You hit it on the nose. We're losing our freedom in this country when you're told what vitamins you can take. Anyway, thank you for your work, Michael and Rosemary and everybody and your guests there.
Oh, I appreciate the kind words, Kathy. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Let's see. We have open lines at one open line at 831-479-1080. It's the Saturday Special, 5 minutes before the top of the hour here. We have another hour and 5 minutes to go on this program. If you want to weigh in on this subject, please give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340 in area 831. We've had a request, Beth, for you to spell your website to make sure that people can go to it okay.
Certainly. It's projectfans.org.
F as in Frank, right?
F as in Frank. Projectfans.org.
Okay. And David, your organization, the NNFA, has its own NNFA.org.
Right, www.nnfa.org. www.nnfa.org. And what you can do is when you go to the website, you'll see it says an Advocacy Center button. You just hit on that button, and it will take you right there, and you'll see another button that says 722. And you just hit on that button, and you just literally type in what state, identify what state you're from, and you can put in your name, and you can hit one more button, and you can send a message to your senator saying,
"Great,
you know, I oppose
good."
722. It takes less than 1 minute.
I was holding my tongue. I was going to say, "Gee, it would be great if we could come up with some sort of a thing on our website to do that," which we could, but sounds like you've already done it. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. Can you do that on Project Fans also?
We actually provided the link directly to the NNFA site because it was so efficiently organized. We don't believe in recreating something when it's done well.
Right.
And I would suggest if you want to provide a link to NNFA from your website.
You can just put a button right there. You hit that button, it'll take you right there. And anybody can just type in the state you're from, and you'll send your message to the U.S. Senator saying, "I oppose that. I want to have my freedoms. I don't want them to restrict my access to vitamins, minerals, and all supplements."
Beth, when you and I were talking earlier this morning off the air, we talked about your belief that perhaps these other senators might not be aware of what it is that they're sponsoring.
The nature of the title of the bill is supposed to tell you what is in the bill, and this bill is being promoted as a safety bill, the Dietary Supplement Safety Act. And he's talked about it being an ephedra bill. The word ephedra never appears in the bill, number one. And two, it's not focused on safety. It's focused on increasing regulations to make things more like prescription drugs. So it's important for senators to know what the bill is really about and to hear from their constituents about their views about this legislation and about anything that would change the existing law.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now. Tom Clooney, who is a local chiropractor, an alternative health specialist, is on. You're on, Tom.
This is true, yes, and I use a lot of supplements as part of my work. And just this last couple of days, I was talking with a representative from the main vitamin company that I use about all of these issues. And I think what's going on is what they're trying to do is there's something on the international level called Codex Alimentarius, which has been in the works for years and years. And I think what they're doing with this new legislation is trying to bring the United States into harmony with the World Trade Organization and basically use international law to steal the vitamins and minerals away from the American people. And I see it just as a huge power grab, huge money grab by the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, to show you how sneaky they are, the main representative to this organization, the World Trade Organization, Codex Alimentarius, is an organization, it's called the International Alliance of Dietary Supplement Association, which is supposed to represent the natural vitamins and so forth, the United States. But who's it being run by? It's being run by Randy Denham, who is an employee of Pfizer, which is the largest pharmaceutical industry in the world. So you basically have another situation where the fox is guarding the chicken coop here.
Wow.
And I'd like to predict that before this is settled, we're probably going to have marches in the street pretty much on the same level as the Vietnam War.
Well, I think let me tell you, several years ago, as a part of my official responsibilities in Congress, I served on the Codex U.S. delegation and attended the meetings in Berlin. And what has happened is we do have a globalization of regulations, which are at times very troubling. It extends across our borders, and there is a lot of concern among the American public that we lose the right to be Americans and to have our own set of regulations as a goal to harmonize on an international level. And I'd like David also to speak about this. Pfizer does have subdivisions that do provide products to the industry, so there's, you know, you've got a double-edged sword there on the issue with the pharmaceutical manufacturers.
Well, I hate to jump in here when you're on a roll here, Beth, but it's the top of the hour, and we've got to go to the top of the hour news here on KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. There's a lot more to this Saturday special, and we hope you'll stay tuned.
USA Radio Network News.
Coast, lows mid-50s to mid-60s with an evening sea breeze 5 to 15 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. Light and variable winds becoming northwest 5 to 15 knots by midday. Wind waves 3 feet or less in a northwestern swell 2 to 5 feet at 9 seconds with areas of fog out there on the bay. It is currently 60 degrees here at the station in Santa Cruz. We now take you back to the Saturday special with MZ. Stay tuned.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, I don't know how important it is for you to take your vitamins and minerals each day or whenever you do, if you do, but you may soon have to have your doctor's permission to do so.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO.
And the subject of the Saturday special today is the so-called Dietary Supplement Safety Act, also known as S-722, proposed by Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois, and co-sponsored by fellow Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer from New York, and Dianne Feinstein, our own California Senator. And what this would do would be it would give the FDA the same massive powers over some popular nutritional supplements that it now holds over drugs. And many people are concerned that it would actually give the government power over all nutritional supplements. We have very special guests today. Of course, we tried to get someone from Senator Durbin's office, preferably Senator Durbin himself, to join us on the Saturday special today. We were declined, and we were told that there are no because no one in there are no Illinois listeners to our program. That was the reason that was given, according to our executive producer here, Rosemary Chalmers, who made the contact with the office and asked that if Senator Durbin was not available himself to participate in this program, perhaps some representative would be make him or herself available. The offer was declined, but David Seckman and Beth Clay did not decline our offer. David is the executive director of the National Nutritional Foods Association, based here in California, and he with offices in Washington, D.C., where David is today. And Beth Clay, also in the Washington, D.C. area, is director of the recently formed Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements Organization. And both of these people have a wealth of information to share with us, and that is what is happening today on the Saturday special, originating from the studios of AM 1080 News Talk for the Central California Coast, KSCO, in Monterey Salinas, Santa Cruz, California. But you might be hearing this program on a rebroadcast basis on a local station somewhere else. We wish to salute that local station if you are carrying this program on a delayed basis, because you are doing your part to get information out that for some reason the mainstream media has chosen to ignore. It is 10 minutes past 11 a.m., Saturday, July 26th, and let's get back to the program. David and Beth, you're both with us still?
Yes.
Okay. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Let's go back to the phone lines. Our phone lines, by the way, are 479-1080 or 477-1340. Let's go to Bart in Carmel, California. Bart, you're on the air on KSCO Special.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I don't know how blatant the new globalist dictatorship has to be before people wake up to what is going on. They've been stupefied by the globalist mind control apparatus called television. If they had access to a genuine information program such as Alex Jones, they would be familiar with what I'm about to tell you, which is this. All people need to know about what is waiting for us in the future is to look at what is happening in England. This is not a gun comment, it's just a fact. They outlawed guns, crime quadrupled, and their response to, which they knew it would, and their response
Bart,
was...
Bart, I want to stay to the subject, please, and I know you're going to make the connection, but I'd like you to do it very quickly, please, because we don't have time for a long speech.
It's about population control. The agenda can be seen in the book Brave New World.
Okay, thank you very much. That was...
Bart,
we don't want any of that. We don't want any of that. We want... Stick to the subject, or we're going to cut you off.
I think he's trying to make it that it is a freedom issue, and that's why we're called Project Fans, freedom of access to supplement, not nutritional supplements.
That's all he needed to say. Okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. I believe it is Margaret. Margaret, you're on the air on the KSCO special.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Great show.
Thank you.
I think the FDA is doing a terrible, terrible job in injustice to the people of this country, and they should not have more power. And the college professors actually intellectually restrict these otherwise do-gooder doctors. I mean, these doctors are in this education process, and they come out being so brainwashed. They discount chiropractic. They discount massage, acupuncture, meditation. You know, next we're going to need a prescription to exercise. And most doctors that I've ever gone to don't look vibrantly healthy. They're more or less pretty pasty and sallow looking and could use some vitamin C. I mean, I'm just like, please take some vitamin C and drink some water. But
you point out something that's very important, and that until recently, most medical school students were not giving any training in nutrition. They get a 3-hour, one afternoon class. And until recently, and this has changed in the last 5 to 7 years, most medical schools did not do any education on what else is out there in the medical profession, teaching about complementary and alternative therapies. Increasingly now, schools are offering courses so that doctors get a bigger complement of training to be able to better serve their patients.
And these guys are going to give me a prescription for vitamin C or B6? I highly doubt it.
Well, they might, because more and more medical doctors are prescribing nutritional supplements, Margaret, and I know that.
Yeah, if they can make money from it, Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein are money campaign funding whores. And this bill is dirty, and they're right in there with their little paws and mutts getting the money. That's what they are. And, by the way, Gene Forte from attorneybusters.com is running for governor.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for bringing that information to us. That was Margaret, I believe, in Santa Cruz. We have open lines at 479-1080 or 477-1340. Our guest today, on the Saturday special, Beth Clay, Director of Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements, and David Seckman, Executive Director of the National Nutritional Foods Association, also known as NNFA. And if you want to go to the NNFA website, NNF is in Frank, A is in association.com, you can register your, you can through an automated, very easy system, get in touch with your local Congress people or senators and let them know how you feel about the DSSA, that, which I think is a misnomer, the Dietary Supplement Safety Act. But what do you think? Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340.
Michael, let me just correct it. It's www.nnfa.org.
Did I say com?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you, David.
And you're correct. It is a misnomer, and that's why the Senator Durbin called it that bill, because he wants it to sound like it's something that's going to prevent and help the safety of the American public, and in essence it's not.
Well, I hate to use strong verbiage, but the word slimy comes to mind here. It really does. And during the break, as I said, Rosie Chalmers here, who let us know last hour that the only participation from Senator Durbin's office is in the form of a email that was sent, that was on my desk, actually. And I during the break, I went into my office and I retrieved that. And this email says, Durbin asks manufacturers of ephedra-free dietary supplements to provide safety info, renews call to FDA for ban on ephedra products. I'll just read a little bit about it. Here's a quote from Senator Durbin here. The marketing departments for the eight largest dietary supplement makers in the United States have made a great deal of the fact that they are now producing and marketing ephedra-free products. The goal of this effort is clear: to convince consumers that they are now getting a safe alternative to ephedra. In fact, these companies are producing products that contain substances that may have names like citrus, aurantium, Citramax, or Foscalin, but are chemically nearly identical to ephedra, end quote, said Durbin. Therefore, I have asked each of these companies to provide my office with data that demonstrates the safety and effectiveness of these products. The American people deserve to be told the truth, end quote. And do I understand, would you both, David and Beth, repeat or confirm my understanding that the word ephedra is not even mentioned once in his bill?
I read it again last night, and I didn't see the word a single time.
So it seems like Senator Durbin is riding on the current wave of ephedra hysteria brought on by the death of the Major League pitcher recently, I guess, right? That he's sort of riding on that and doing some political grandstanding to get some sort of favors for his the pharmaceutical companies that his wife has interests in and lobbies for, and so forth. That would appear what's going on here, right? To appear to be that?
There is a lot of emotion tied to the loss of a public figure. The death of Stephen Beckler and of anyone. You know, any young person who dies unexpectedly is a tragedy. Whether it's connected directly to ephedra or not, it is still a tragedy. It's the loss of someone, you know, his family loves him, his friends love him and miss him, and that is a tragedy. However, this is bigger than that discussion. We should not be banning a product or changing the law to make all dietary supplements prescription drugs based on that incident.
Okay, I don't know how many people can argue with that, but we sure would like to hear from you. Provide a little balance to this program. We don't want it to be so one-sided, if possible. Phone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-477-1340, and 831-475-2967 if you want to send us a fax. It's the KSCO Saturday Special. You might be listening on a local radio station somewhere that has chosen to rebroadcast this program. We thank that local radio station for that, and I think it's quite a shame that such a far-reaching, critical bill of utmost importance has not gotten any kind of play at all in the mainstream national media. And I hope that changes. We're certainly going to do our part. This program will be able to be downloaded from our website or listened to via a stream by logging on to www.ksco.com and then clicking on the Saturday Special link on the left margin of the homepage on our ksco.com website. 20 minutes past 11 a.m. Let's go back to the telephones now. Who would be next here? Jeff in Santa Cruz. You're on the KSCO Saturday Special. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for your show.
Yeah, speak louder, please.
Okay, let me switch this real quick. Regarding all these issues, it appears that these issues such as the vitamins and even the guns and MTBE and our gas and all these other issues are directly related to funding campaigns and payoffs to these politicians to fund campaigns. And every day, you see new legislation that's backed by big money from usually corporate interests to bend it in their direction. So we're getting sold out every day. So until we can deal with this big issue of how to fund these campaigns, all these things may fall in line after that. And it looks to me like nationally there's getting a huge amount of attention on the national press regarding the election campaign or the recall on Davis.
Yeah, there's a big rally going on as we speak in Sacramento on that subject.
Right. So hopefully this will be the break in the dam that'll make these things start falling. Because I used to think Davis was the greatest guy around when I listened to him, but turns out he's a pay for play in Sacramento, big time, and it's cost us $40 billion. And if anybody thinks that keeping this around for a longer period of time, doing this situation is going to be better, can't imagine what they're thinking at this
keep
point.
Keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. It's
my favorite
expression.
It's important for people to remember we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it's important for constituents, for citizens, to be active in the political process. You know, number one, get out and vote.
Right, but
many Americans don't vote anymore, and that's a tragedy. Let your voice be heard.
Okay, well, we have to somehow, I'm not sure how it even goes about to change the campaign finance report. Kane and all these other people have attempted it, and he doesn't have any political anything politically at stake to do that, which is a good thing, and that's about the only way they can do it, apparently. Claudine Panetta, I understand, is also looking to run, and he's saying, I don't even want to run unless there's campaign finance reform because it means taking payoffs to get this job. I think that's what it boils down to. So every time we get paid, every time one of these guys gets paid off, you know, we get nailed for billions of dollars for every $10 million that goes into one of these guys' pockets. And we can't afford to do that anymore. And if people think we can, and we see the results of every little piece of this action, and these guys are getting creative as how to stick things into bills to pay off their friends or whatever it may be, but obviously it's run up hundreds of billions of dollars in deficits. I think the deficit per person was something like $2,600 just for the Fed and the state deficit, the taxes we didn't pay this year, basically. And that's not including that's not the taxpayer direct amount, which probably be more like $5,000 or $6,000 in taxes that you or I didn't pay in taxes this year that they spent. So we're going down the drain fast, and they're selling us out as fast as they can. So unless we change those bigger rules, there's no hope.
Well, I think I'd like to shift that into looking at, we're going to be doing a prescription drug benefit in Medicare. The average senior citizen is on about 5 or 7 prescription drugs at this time. And if we're going to throw and increase the price of supplements and force them in the prescription drug realm, we're going to bankrupt the country trying to fund everything.
Right. Well, that's what somebody's getting money in their campaign to do that. There's no reason otherwise for them to do it. It doesn't make any sense. Am I right?
Sounds right to me.
Sounds right to me. So we have to stop the money flow, and once we stop that money flow, maybe we'll get our country back, and maybe, you know, we'll be left with this outrageous bill, but it only keeps getting bigger by bigger and bigger leaps, too. So anyway, thank you very much for your show.
Jeff, thanks for your call, a very cogent caller to the Saturday special. Our next caller will be Jim in Monterey. Jim, you're on. Thanks for waiting.
Hello, Michael, Beth, yeah. And David. I was wondering, pharmaceutical industry is a large industry, but the supplement industry isn't a midget itself. And I was wondering, where is GNC and Schiff? Schiff comes to mind, and some of the other big vitamin producers. Where do they stand on this?
My understanding is they oppose S-722.
And I'd hope they're going to put their money where their mouth is too. As well, it sounds like this is pretty much a Democrat-sponsored bill.
At this point, yes.
Are there any major politicians that are opposing this?
There are other politicians that are opposing this. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah and Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa are people that will support senators that will oppose this legislation in the Senate. But they need help. And how you can give them help is to go ahead and go to the best website, our website, and make sure that those emails, or another alternative to that is, the callers would like to, you can just, if you want to jot down this number, you can call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. Ask for be connected to you, your U.S. senators, and they'll connect you to their offices, and you can verbally tell them on the phone that you want them to oppose Senate Bill 722.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling the Saturday special. We have open lines at both 479-1080 and 477-1340. Your chance to give us a call and weigh in on the Dietary Supplement Safety Act, so-called. Want to hear from you. If you want to fax us, it's 475-2967 in area 831. 25 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number 2 of the KSCO Saturday special. You might be listening on a local station elsewhere in the country. If so, thank you to the radio station rebroadcasting this, and thank you for listening to this, and thank you for doing something about it if you choose to do so. Let's see, we have callers that have been waiting for some time here. Let's go to trying to want to go according to the order here. I think Lewis in Santa Cruz is up next. Is that you, Lewis?
Hi, yes, Lewis. And I promise I won't take up much of your time. I just have a comment to make about the gentleman that you cut off a couple of three phone calls ago.
Yeah.
He was trying to give you the background of why this atrocities are happening. And until people start understanding that background, they're going to continue to happen. What's happening now is just going to get worse.
Okay, well, I think that something as intense and deep as that really needs to be on another program. Okay,
probably.
I wanted to keep, and we'll be happy to do that, but I didn't want to take up the time for that here on this program. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller, line one, Tom in Santa Cruz. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I think this may well be a watershed moment.
Great, I can feel it coming. Go ahead.
Yeah,
please hurry, because
Americans,
we don't have a whole lot of time.
I hear Americans saying, when I hear Senator Durbin, and I couldn't agree more, that Americans deserve the truth, then maybe this is one of the truths we all deserve, which is that we are not free with our water. We're not free to decide what poisons are put in our water, what poisons are put in our air. We have to risk jail in order to get good food. In many cases, as in the case of raw milk and so on. But don't touch my supplements, because otherwise America will rise up like an enraged animal.
Okay.
I mean, what kind of freedoms do we have in this country? They've been referred to several times. We're going to lose. We're losing, et cetera, our freedoms.
Okay, so your point is that we've lost. Your point here, I think, Tom, is that we've already lost the freedom to decide what poisons would be put in our water and so forth. So why not lose the freedom to decide what supplements we take? Is that your point?
Well, my point. No. My point is just what I've said. I mean, we're drawing the line at supplements, and it's just as well to draw the line somewhere, I guess.
Okay. All right.
As long as people realize that's the freedom we're talking about, the freedom of Americans to breathe poisoned air, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call to the Saturday special. We have open lines at 479-1080 and 477-1340. Let's go to Ken in Watsonville. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks to Dr. Wallach and Doug that we found out about the bills, that I went and called both senators and the local congressman. But I wanted to, because I'm chemically ill and I can't take almost all the pharmaceuticals, but the supplements are what I'm surviving on. And the thing is, I heard one of them say that the plan is to make safety the thing for checking the supplements, but here the thing is, the medicines and so forth are safety against themselves. Could you have the guest, like, I know what it is, I've asked for it, the FDA gave me the information. The placebos are Freedom of Information Act material, because usually they are not sugar pills, but the vehicle of the actual drug itself. So it shows safety because it's being tested against itself. And I would like to have information if that is true. As what the FDA furnished me, because it is a fraud by the powers to be. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the Saturday special. It's 11:30 on AM 1080 KSCO, Saturday special with special guests Beth Clay and David Seckman. We're talking about the so-called Dietary Supplement Safety Act. We would have liked to have had participation from the sponsors of the act, but that did not happen. What do you think? Give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. I think we're going to take a commercial break right now, or very shortly here. Actually, before we do that break, we will let's get back and talk about the history of. How do I say this? The history of didn't this happen once before? It seems to me I have a hazy recollection of about 10 years or 12 years ago. Wasn't there some similar type of a bill that was proposed that would have essentially made it the requirement of a doctor's prescription in order to obtain nutritional supplements. Hello?
David, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, there was actually in 1992, there's some proposals from the government to go ahead and limit the availability, to go ahead exactly what you're talking about. And as a result of that, there was an outcry by the people, exactly what we're talking about on the show today, that resulted in the passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994.
Okay.
What isn't often understood is that the FDA has had the power to regulate dietary supplements since 1906, and in 1994 the legislation clarified the law and gave them additional powers. They have the power under the current law to regulate dietary supplements, and they are actually doing that. Since the onset of the new commissioner being appointed, Commissioner Mark McClellan, he's actually done a better job enforcing the law than has happened in the 10 years prior. Have been very aggressive in going after companies that have been marketing products that should not be on the market and products that are making outrageous claims.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I would say that the government has gone a little too far when it comes to restricting actual testimonials from people who have had actual experiences with supplements. I don't know if this applies to testimonials from people who have had positive experiences from prescription drugs.
That's
but I can tell you that you're not allowed to say, people are not allowed to say in any kind of a commercial broadcast, now that I took this particular brand of glucosamine and chondroitin, and after years of going to my medical doctors with their Tylenol and what are some of the popular prescription medications? Some anti-inflammatories and
Tylenol
Indocin, I think, prescription drugs, very powerful prescription drugs that didn't work, but that these particular nutritional supplements did. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that on the radio, even if it's true. Did you know that?
Well, under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, you are not allowed to make disease claims. That was one of the agreements under the law, that you could not advertise and promote that a dietary supplement cured, treated, or prevented a disease. And while there's a lot of research showing the benefit, the advertisements and the discussions from the manufacturers and those who are marketing the products must talk about the structure and function of the body and the improvement, not disease prevention or cure.
And I guess it's fair to say, in a correct statement then, that this act, the SHEA, is that what it is?
SHEA.
Though the law restricted those kinds of claims from being made, that they have been made since then. In fact, quite a bit recently. You know, a lot of companies that have been unscrupulous have made claims that are unsubstantiated.
And by making a disease claim, a product is considered adulterated and an unapproved drug and can be removed from the market.
Right. Okay. And I don't have any problem with that, and I don't think anybody would. But I do have a problem with people who have had true life experiences being prevented from sharing those experiences publicly. I do have a problem with that. We'd like to hear from you. There's a 25 minutes remaining in this program. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. Our fax number is 475-2967. The area code is 831. The host is MZ. The guests are David Seckman and Beth Clay, and we're going to take a commercial break now. We will be back in several minutes, so we hope you'll stay tuned.
Bird cages, baby clothes, bar stools, and more. You'll find it in the Sentinel Classifieds. Just look it up. Flatware, Ferraris, French fryers, and fifth wheels. You'll sell them in the Sentinel Classifieds. Ready for the fees? Part cheesy boards, part-time jobs, parlor chairs, watch fobs. If it's out there, you'll see it in the Santa Cruz Sentinel Classifieds. Pressure cookers, tarot cards, pickup trucks, and table saws. Lawn chairs, surfboards, rare books, and garden claws. Camping gear, ceiling fans, bookshelves, watering cans. Pasta makers, peace signs, Dalmatians, Venetian blinds. If it's ready to move, then it's bound to move in the Santa Cruz Sentinel Classifieds. Place your ad today. It's easy. It's affordable. Call 426-8000 or go online at SantaCruzSentinel.com. The Sentinel Classifieds. Your stuff ready to sell every day.
Imagine a beautiful green lawn without mowing, watering, or weeding. Well, imagine no more. Hello, I'm Ray Tate from the Waterless Lawn Company in Santa Cruz, your Astro Lawn dealer for the Central Coast. Astro Lawn from the Waterless Lawn Company will give you 15 to 20 trouble-free years of green lawn for your home or business. You'll save money, time, and your property will look great. I guarantee it.
But don't take our word for it. See for yourself at thewaterlesslawnco.com or call 866-987-5377. 866-987-5377.
I got the promotion. Thanks, Cabrillo.
Guess what? I got the job. Hey, thanks, Cabrillo.
I did it. I got into UC. Thanks so much, Cabrillo.
New to the job market? Looking to make a career change? Let Cabrillo College make your dream job a reality. Whether your interest lies in business or computers, culinary arts or healthcare, you're certain to find the right classes you need at Cabrillo. And it's convenient too, with classes offered on the main campus or throughout the county daily, even on weekends and evenings. Not convenient enough for you? Try one of our classes online or via cable TV. Cabrillo courses even transfer to four-year universities. And the best part? It's so affordable. Get the job or promotion you want or transfer to a four-year university by taking classes at Cabrillo College today. Soon you'll join the thousands who've already said,
thanks, Cabrillo!
Cabrillo College. Register now. Classes begin September 2nd. Call 479-6201 for more information.
Hi folks, Jerry Logan, owner of Discount Floors in Santa Cruz. We have free installation and free cleaning for the life of your carpet. That's right, don't pay for insulation. We'll do it for free. When you buy from me, we have Mohawk, Stainmaster, Royal, Shaw, all top names starting at $1.49 installed. We have hardwoods and laminates, all top brands starting at $1.79, linoleum, tile. We have it all. Call us at 423-0191, 423-0191, next to Costco. See store for details.
We're talking with Tom Frankel, owner of Play It Again Sports, here at 4770 Soquel Drive in downtown Soquel. Tom, who shops here at Play It Again Sports?
Well, we pretty much get everybody down here. We do golf, softball, baseball, a lot of fitness. You're going to get snowboarders, kids, adults, moms, dads, anyone's welcome here. I pretty much tend to love all my customers. People are surprised at how big the store is. When you drive by, you can't really tell. We have over 6,000 square feet. It's the largest new and used sporting goods store in Northern California, and I would say people are continuously surprised at the quality of the goods and also how large the store is. Well, we love all sports, but I think the one thing that separates us is our exercise and fitness equipment. We have a huge amount of treadmills, home gyms, weight benches, over 10,000 pounds of free weight always in stock, ellipticals, exercise bands, therapeutic aids, balls. Everything in fitness is what we've really done to separate us from the rest of the town.
Family fun for everyone, so play it smart, play it safe, play it again. 4770 Soquel Drive in downtown Soquel.
Spectacular views of the San Francisco skyline across the shimmering bay. Captivating panoramic views of three bridges, Marin County, Angel Island, and the East Bay. Glistening water splashing upon the beach. All this at surprisingly affordable prices, and that's just the beginning. Add to this banana belt type weather, very easy access to all major freeways, close by ferry service to San Francisco, and a picturesque marina, all nestled around a small village community. Quiet, friendly, secluded, yet remarkably convenient. It all sounds too good to be true, but it's real, and without the prices you'd expect. A secret jewel of the San Francisco Bay, where life in a simpler, slower-paced time still exists. The Point is a uniquely special place people fall in love with and never want to leave. For information about these affordable waterfront properties on the San Francisco Bay, call 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
Hello, my name is Bill Lambert, and I am the Milkman Plus, a service of home delivery of groceries. People tell me this is a great service for people who have a hard time getting to the supermarket, which is true, but the Milkman Plus also makes sense for everyone else. Our prices are competitive with local supermarkets, and our weekly seafood specials beat supermarket prices and freshness. Call 566-5252. You also save time and gas of driving to the supermarket, waiting in long lines, spending extra money on impulse buy items, The time you save can be spent with your family. Ordering is very simple. Call me at 566-5252 and I will deliver a catalog to you today. We also carry a full line of Dr. Wallach's American Longevity products available for delivery today. For home delivery, call Bill at 566-5252. Ask about our weekly fresh seafood specials. Call the Milkman Plus at 566-5252.
This is your favorite radio station, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California, 1080 on your dial.
One of my favorite jingles here. It's 19 minutes past, or before 12 noon. Only 19 minutes remain on this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special. So if you are interested in participating, we recommend that you dial now, 479-1080 or 477-1340. The area code is 831. The host is MZ, that's me, and the guests are Dave Seckman and Beth Clay, both in the Washington, D.C. area today as we speak. And let's bring them back up here, and our caller, Sue, from Watsonville, California. Sue, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael. Hi. And I just want to thank you for doing this program, and thank you to the guests for being part of it. And I wanted to say that I'm a traditional supporter of Dianne Feinstein and a traditional Democrat, and I feel really betrayed by her and by Hillary Clinton, and I would find myself supporting Orrin Hatch as I did back in 1992 with this. And I think it's going to cause a lot of people who are traditionally independent, a lot of the people who are part of the natural foods industry who might be either independent or Democrats to find themselves joining forces with some of the Republicans on this area. So it's not going to stand to party lines. But I think it's just a huge betrayal, and I think we need to do something about it now. So I appreciate your getting the word out. I just wondered if the guests had any thoughts on that.
Well, typically, dietary supplement issues are not a partisan issue. It has been bipartisan. Senator Hatch and Senator Harkin work very closely together because Americans overall, 7 out of 10 Americans, use dietary supplements on a regular basis. So it doesn't typically end up being a partisan battle. And we would like it not to be.
I also wondered, I take a lot of supplements like from companies, local companies here that combine herbs and vitamins and have really wonderful proprietary blends, and I wondered what would happen to those types of companies, you know, if people like the great big companies just do straight ascorbic acid or straight vitamins without these wonderful blends of herbs and Chinese herbs and vitamins that I can't see them doing those kind of blends.
Well, we're actually concerned about this act would have probably the greatest effect on those types of products, because if just one person had some sort of adverse effect, a serious adverse effect on some of those blended type of products, then those companies who don't make very many products but make a great product out there that's very beneficial to the consumers, they'd take that product off the market, and it wouldn't. The consumers wouldn't have access to those products.
Yeah, that really scares me. And also, do you know how this would affect products like spirulina and chlorella and the kind of the green, you know, the green drink type products?
Well, we think that actually, Senator Durbin, under one section of his bill, has green, a section called stimulants, and I think green tea. It's a really question of whether even the green tea kind of component of that would fall under that section of the bill and just make those kinds of products subject and outlaw them.
Well, I'm not talking about green tea as much as the green drinks like spirulina and chlorella and those type of products.
They would all be covered under this regulation. How adversely, we really don't know at this point if they would be banned. Any product that stimulates the metabolism, raises the heart rate, or does any stimulating effect at all, could be banned.
Would that apply to things? Do you know how colloidal silver would be impacted by this?
I don't know that that's considered a stimulating effect.
Uh-huh.
But if it has one serious adverse experience, then the secretary could literally ban that that product too.
Right. Well, thank you for taking part in this and for having your website. So I'm going to go to your website. So.
Good time to restate those websites. Why don't each of you? Okay, why don't you start, Beth?
Okay, it's www.projectfans.org, and that's P-R-O-G JECTF as in Frank, ANS.org.
Okay.
And ours here at NFA is www.nnfa.org, O-R-G, and you just literally, you'll see a advocacy center button. You hit that button, and it will take you right there to a place at 722. You hit that button, and it will just type in your name and your state, and you can send an email off to your U.S. senators.
Now, David, we can hear you. You're audible, but every time you talk, we hear sort of a loud roaring in the background, and I'm wondering if you're either on a speakerphone or on a cell phone or on a freeway or in a tunnel or something.
Let me pick up the headset here and speak. Can you hear me any better now?
That's much better.
Okay.
That roaring isn't in the background. And I don't know, I heard it a little bit, but it seems to have gotten worse lately. We've got 14 minutes remaining in this program. Last chance, ladies and gentlemen, 479-1080 or 477-1340 in area 831. It is the Saturday special. Let's see if I can read this fax from Marty in Santa Cruz. While I agree with you and your guests about the apparent inadvisability of the Durbin laws unnecessarily meddling with food supplements, I read an article recently raising the specter that some chemicals presently accepted used daily in our foods and approved by the FDA may be extremely deleterious. One of them, the used in almost everything dietary, aspartame, after being found to cause a litany of side effects, including convulsions, possibly even in high doses, eating holes in the brain, was pulled off the market by the Food and Drug Administration. But an effective lobbyist and Washington insider on behalf of the corporate owner of this lucrative chemical successfully managed to get the government to back away and allow aspartame back onto the marketplace in 1982. That lobbyist, in quotes, name, believe it or not, was Donald Rumsfeld. I can't seem to find the article this morning, but I guess the bottom line is we need uncoerced by industry integrity in the government, and unfortunately, the influence of big-moneyed lobbyists is worse than ever, it seems. Oh, by the way, the article I spoke of ended rather ominously with a contention that our President George W. Bush supposedly drinks 6 to 12 cans of aspartame-laced Diet Coke every day. Thanks, Rumsfeld. Ooh, boy. Okay, now our lines are jammed on 479-1080. I will promise that if you are on 479-1080 and you are on hold, we will get to you. If you want to call 477-1340, we will get to you there, too. Go ahead, Beth.
I just wanted to say, in defense of our president, in one aspect, he has taken the lead in promoting healthy lifestyles. He has something called the Healthier U.S. Initiative, where he specifically talks about a healthy diet, which I say can include supplements, physical activity, making wise decisions, and doing preventive screenings. He also talks about a spiritual component in life. And I think that he leads by example in that aspect. He runs regularly, he has a smart diet, and he's actively talking about improving our nation's health through lifestyle, which is important, and this fits right into this realm of dietary supplements.
Even if he does drink Diet Coke, supposedly.
Well, I think that's a supposedly.
Right. Okay, hey, thanks very much. Now let's go back to the phone lines. Steve in Salinas has called back. He had called earlier, but we didn't get to him. We got to you now, Steve. You're on.
Good morning. I love your station.
Thank you.
It seems to me that the approach to this subject might not be totally correct. It seems to be an issue of control, and I think until we deal with that issue of control, whether it's supplements or anything else, we're going to be on the losing end. We seem to be forgetting that we have supposedly had a constitution with extreme limited government, and the government was simply limited to protect our liberties. And until we deal with that, we're just going to be facing issue after issue after issue, and whether they control our supplements or everything else, we're going to lose.
You make a lot of sense.
You know, I heard the statement, we're of the people, our government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I have to disagree because that's really an non-definable statement that leads towards democracy. And until we can get that idea of democracy out of our heads and realize that we were a republic with extremely limited government, we continue to see our choices eroding. And now, almost every aspect of our lives is controlled. That's the issue. And I love supplements. And with that, I'd just like to get off the air and continue to listen to your program.
Okay, thanks very much for your call. That was Steve in Salinas. Now let's go to Liz in Felton, California. Liz, you're on the Saturday special. Hi.
Well, I'm not even yet entirely clear about all the ramifications of that bill. I think it's too bad you didn't get somebody from there to read it or somebody to interpret it. But I would point out that if it's based on a single adverse reaction, it is tremendously overweighted against the dietary supplements as compared to prescription drugs. Because if you look up the Bible of prescription drugs, the PDR, almost any drug you look up in there lists a whole section of adverse reactions, and sometimes they list ones that caused the drug to be discontinued in so many hundred cases or something of that sort. So in other words, dietary supplements would be put on trial for just one concernable incident. They would be
well. There's no question about that. I mean, that's called out in the bill. That much I've read. Am I right, David and Ben?
You are.
Yeah. So there is no question about that, Liz.
So I think that should be certainly argued in anybody who is arguing against the bill.
Okay.
One of the things we are concerned about is that it's very subjective in nature, and if you have somebody within the agency who is anti-supplement, they could use one adverse event to ban a product or an entire class of products if that's their desire. And that's not something that I personally am comfortable with, leaving such power in the hands of the FDA.
If drugs were judged by that criterion, you wouldn't be able to take any prescription drug, is what I'm pointing out.
And you're correct that almost any product out there, someone, somewhere, has had an adverse reaction
to it. Yes.
Yeah, okay, thanks for calling the Saturday special. That was Liz in Felton. There's a gentleman named Mark Fogel in Felton who sent in a fax some time ago here, and it came through very, very difficult to read, but I'm going to try to read it. Michael, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World was an important reference written in 1937. His world was filled with test tube children engineered to be either scientists or janitors, etc., depending upon what supplements were added to their test tubes. This would guarantee a world of people well-suited to and happy with their jobs. Just for good measure, the general populace was kept happy and serene, in quotes, with a drug called Soma, similar, no doubt, to what we 70s people knew as Quaaludes. The novel is prophetic and an important read. The question is, will pharmaceutical giants and the government take it that for? I can't read it. Says Mark Fogel Felton. Thank you, Mark. We tried. 7 minutes remain in this edition of the KSCO Saturday Special. If you're listening on a radio station elsewhere and you're hearing strange call letters, KSCO in Santa Cruz, let me explain that this program is originating from the studios of News Talk AM 1080 KSCO in the Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, and San Jose radio markets in California. It is very, very important. It's a very important topic that you are not hearing anything about as of today's date, which is July 26th, 2003. And I don't understand why, but we're doing our part to bring this to your attention. They're talking about making it so difficult for the nutritional supplement companies to survive that you may soon not have a choice to take vitamins and minerals, or you might soon have to obtain a medical doctor's prescription in order to do what you have been free to do on your own of your own free will up until now. We have special guests David Seckman and Beth Clay. David is with the National Nutritional Foods Association, and Beth is the director of the Project Freedom of Access to Nutritional Supplements organization, recently formed for the express purpose of opposing the proposed Senate Bill 722, proposed by Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and is co-sponsored by Senators Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer, both Democrats in New York, and our own Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. We have 5 minutes remaining, 479-1080, 477-1340 are the phone numbers to call. Let's go back to the phone lines here and take a call from Gordon in Boulder Creek, California. Gordon, you're on the air.
Good morning, Michael, Biff, Dave.
Good morning. Who else is there?
the whole KSCO audience and extra large this time.
This is something really, really, really big because I can see the food industry getting in on this too. There's a number of food products, say your oranges or your milk or your cereals, that have added vitamins to them, and they advertise that fact. This is going to affect them down the line if this bill goes through. They will no longer be able to add those supplements without a lot of disclosures or a lot of special exemptions for them. The bottom line here with the vitamin supplement industry, vitamins are a necessity. That's why they call them vitamins. They're vital for our life. And if those are kept from us, we're going to be unhealthy, or we're going to have to go along with whatever controls and jump through whatever hoops and obey whatever orders in order to get those necessities of life. So that's about all I have to say.
We're happy you said it here on the KSCO Saturday special, where it's 4 minutes to 12 noon. 4 minutes remain in this program. Let's take a call from Vernon. Vernon in Soquel, you're on the air, Vernon.
Hey,
how you doing?
Mr. Z-Man, all you got to do is read the first definition in this thing. It says adverse dietary supplement experience. The term adverse dietary supplement experience means an adverse event that is associated with the use of a dietary supplement in the human without regard to whether the event is known to be causally related to the dietary supplement. They don't say what associated with the use of a supplement is, number one, and it doesn't even have to be related. They don't even have to know that it's related in one way or the other, and I don't even see where they define dietary supplement in this thing.
Well, it seems that everybody who participated in this program agrees that it's that the DSSA is a bad thing.
Well, you know, Michael, if the definitions aren't even clear and they're that loose and they don't say anything and they say, hey, we can call this bad just because we associated one event with another, but they might not be causally related. One didn't cause it at all, but they just happened to happen at the same time. You're in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
And that's why we've gone out there and tried to get the information out to the public so they can be actively involved in communicating with their legislators to oppose this bill.
Okay. And because of the miracle of technology, to take the time to do that and lick a stamp and write and look up the address of your congressman or senator or whatever, it's been streamlined. It's pretty easy. And so in the closing moments of our program here, let's tell people what they can and should do. Go ahead, Beth.
They can visit www.projectfans.org. We provide a link so that you can contact your legislators.
Okay, and you can send an email to your legislators directly through that link. You don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to look up anything. It'll just take you there. It's all seamless and real simple. We got about a minute and a half remaining in the program. Let's take a sort of a closing statement from both David Seckman and Beth Clay. David, why don't you go first?
Well, I would just say we implore you to talk to your friends and your relatives and anybody you can and to let them know what you if you want to have access to vitamins and minerals and dietary supplements, you need to go ahead and contact your U.S. senators. And you can do that by going to the website that we mentioned before or calling 202-224-3121. That's the switchboard at the Capitol, and asking for your U.S. Senator's office and tell them that you oppose Senate Bill 722. And that's, we just, the more calls and the more emails that we get, the better off that we'll be.
Okay, that's great. Quickly, what do you think the chances of this are passing, real quick, in the next 10 or 15 seconds here? I mean, it won't pass that, but what do you think?
I think it's got a very good chance to pass in the Senate unless the voice of the citizens are heard.
Okay. What do you think, Beth?
I think he's exactly right. If tomorrow or if Monday they went and voted on this bill because they're not informed from their constituency, senators would vote thinking it was an okay bill.
Okay. Thank you very much, David Seckman and Beth Clay, for being guests today on the Saturday special. Also want to thank Kay Zwirling, whose idea it was to do this program, Rosemary Chalmers for helping us put it together, Doug Winfrey for participating, and our pilot in command, Noah James. This program will be rebroadcast tonight on KSCO between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight, and it will be available on the website, ksco.com, for streaming starting in about 2 or 3 hours.
That's all, folks.
KSEO Santa Cruz, KMY Watsonville.
Bush administration today in a solemn remembrance of soldiers who died in the Korean War. Today's services.